As we reflect upon the readings today, I think it is a worthy question to ask ourselves, in what do we delight? What delights us? What is it in your life that brings a smile to your face and a sparkle to your eye? What is it that moves your heart to that joy that is so infectious that you can't help but share it with others? You can't help but to proclaim your delight. When you think about those things, hopefully, one of them is Scripture. One of them is the Lord. And we hear in our responsorial psalm, Psalm 40, again, those words very clear. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me. To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. There's this beautiful expression that the author of the psalm, likely King David, is delighting in the word of God to do his will. And for many people, I think, in our world, that doesn't connect. I think many people look at the will of God, at the Ten Commandments, at the precepts of the church, and they say, maybe I will do those things, Lord, but I'll do them grudgingly. Maybe I'll just do them because I need to do them. But there should really be something inscribed in our heart that helps us delight in doing the will of God, that helps us delight in praying, that helps us delight in coming to the Mass, to delight in the sacraments, to even delight in confessing our sins and receiving that mercy of God. Because this is perhaps the most important thing that we can experience in this life. And indeed, we are created for that relationship with God. And when we follow God's will for us, we believe and we can experience that his will for us is happiness. And following his will brings happiness, a fullness of life, a fullness of joy, of delight that nothing else in the world can even compare to. When I ask you those questions, what delights you? Maybe you think about a couple examples in your life, and maybe you think about how, again, seeing your children after a long time away, or the expressions of friends or family might be a delight in your heart. Those are good things, and they are helps to compare then to Scripture. This is how we should delight in doing the will of God, how it should lift our hearts, our minds to that joy, that same type of joy that we delight in, perhaps even a greater joy than we delight in created things. But perhaps when I ask you, what delights you, maybe you couldn't think of anything. Maybe it's hard to come up with any imagination or example of things that have moved you to smile or to laugh with that joy, that delight in recent days or years. In some ways, that's okay too. Because as we grow in wisdom and in age, oftentimes we come to recognize that the things of this world, though good and though they can bring us joy and some happiness, they ultimately are going to pale in comparison to those eternal joys and the things of heaven. And so we might have become accustomed to being disappointed in some ways with the things of this world. They don't bring the same delight as they once did. But that might be because God is calling us to see those things which are even more important. Those things which are greater, those things of his, which should bring a more perfect delight, a more perfect happiness. And to do the will of God can be our delight, because that law is inscribed in our heart. And we are to then share that delight, to overflow that joy, to all those we meet, that they too might find delight and joy in God in doing his will, and that God might be glorified now and always.